Vulfpeck, that's V-U-L-F-P-E-C-K, is a band from my hometown, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Vulfpeck started out as a modern-day version of the classic house bands of the 60s and 70s, bands that made a living as rhythm sections for other artists at record labels like Motown and Stax. This is Jack Stratton, the band's leader.
The rhythm sections kind of in the golden era, you know, Funk Brothers, Booker T, Muscle Shoals, these instrumental groups that could back up any singer they wanted.
Before long, Vulfpeck started recording their own albums, and when it came time for the band to tour, they wanted to do something a little novel. They wanted every show to be free. So they came up with a scheme to pay for it. I'll let Jack explain that scheme himself. This is from a video that the band produced.
Here's how it works. Vulfpeck released Sleepify, the album, last week on Spotify. This album's different than our previous albums. This album's much quieter. In fact, we believe it's the most silent album ever recorded.
10 songs, each around 30 seconds long, that are completely silent. Dead quiet, with titles like Z, ZZ, ZZZ, and so on. You get the idea.
When you listen to a Vulfpeck song on Spotify, Spotify pays us a half a cent. So if you were to listen to Sleepify all night on repeat, you'd generate $4.
As of this recording, the songs on Sleepify have garnered close to 4 million listens. That's about $20,875.54 in tour money.
We're hot right now, and we're hot for silence, which is hip, I think. Some manager was like, you know, all this press, you might be able to get some writing opportunities. And it's like, dude, it's silent, you know? How does that vouch for our songwriting abilities?
But Jack's got bigger aspirations. He wants Sleepify to go gold. Which sounds crazy, but it's way less impossible than you think.
The company that gives out gold records, which is a great racket right there, they recently allowed digital streams to count towards a gold record. So 100 streams of a single counts as one unit of sale. And the qualification for a gold record is 500 sales of the single or 50 million streams of the single. On a thing like Spotify or YouTube. If this thing got to 50 million and we could prove that Z is the single and the following tracks are remixes of Z, we might be able to get a gold record for Utter Digital Null.
We're living in an era where, for a band like Vulfpeck, it's easier to get the public excited about your stunty, creative idea for funding music than it is to get them excited about the music itself. And Jack doesn't seem bummed about that at all.
I think the idea of making money while you sleep is that's a bizarre concept. I think it's certainly oddly more appealing than any of our music. Watching an idea spread is much different than watching a song spread.
Have you been able to direct people from the silence back to your actual music?
Well, that's part of the beauty of it, is that it directs them to Spotify, where our whole catalog is instantly accessible, you know, in the most elegant presentation, I think, anywhere of our discography. So it's a big win in that sense.
Vulfpeck's put Spotify in kind of a strange position with this release. While the story's gotten plenty of attention, which is in turn attention for Spotify, it also points out the essential unfeasibility of making money as an artist in a world without record sales. When I reached out to Spotify, Graham James, the company's head of U.S. communications, gave me the same quote that he'd already given other outlets. Quote, "It's a clever stunt, but we prefer Vulfpeck's earlier albums. Sleepify seems derivative of John Cage's work." He's comparing the album to the famous experimental composition 433, in which musicians sit perfectly still for 4 minutes and 33 seconds, and the music of the piece is the sound of the environment. But Jack takes exception to the Cage comparison. He says his silence is more silent than 433. It's not a recording of a still environment. It's an actual digital file full of zeros.
That's the difference between Cage and the other stuff, is that this was in Audacity, which is a free program, the tone generator at zero output. So the day we got Gelato was the day we saw it live on Spotify, you know, that they don't have some silence detector. You know, having that live on Spotify was very exciting.
The day you got Gelato, is that a phrase?
No, that's referring to the day we got Gelato.
The literal day you went and got Gelato.
Yeah.
if there's something to take away from all of this, maybe it's just that if you're making anything right now, it helps to be open-minded about how people get to it and how you make money from it. I think that Jack probably thinks Spotify's kind of a racket, but I'm not sure that he thinks rackets are bad, so long as he gets to keep playing music for people. After all, a sufficiently advanced racket can be indistinguishable from art. Are you going to perform any of Sleepify on your tour?
We're going to ask fans to bring, if they have a smartphone with Spotify, and hold it up, because there's a lot of white in the album art. There's a lot of white. And they're going to hold it up, and I'm going to cut pennies in half on stage with Cutco scissors, and that'll be a performance of Sleepify.
Why cutting pennies?
Well, you get half a cent per play, so. And the Cutco scissors, they can cut pennies in half. That's their selling point.
TLDR was produced by a dumb clown named PJ Vogt and me, Alex Goldman. Our executive producer is Kat Rogers. Our engineer is the defuckalizer Jen Munson. Our theme song is by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. We had more help this week from Cameron Lindsay. The music under us right now is Wolfpack. You can find everything they've ever recorded at Spotify. You can find more TLDR at tldr.onthemedia.org. We tweet at TLDR. We are TLDR. You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.